Anyone who's considered uprooting themselves in the name of personal growth may want to catch a Nanaimo-based theater company's next play. Reconciliation Theater will try something new for its third year and stage an original production by one of its founding members. The play, Nice While It Lasted by Dan Puglis, tells the story of an indigenous man who tries to reconnect with his culture after returning to the middle of nowhere community that he left 6 years earlier. Puglis said his protagonist faces a few perceivable predicaments along the way. Honestly, he doesn't have a good support system to do that, and he doesn't know how to. As well, he's dealing with the repercussions of just up and leaving, the playwright said. While the coming-of-age eco-tragedy may feel familiar to many indigenous young people, the playwright added that any 20-something-year-old who's wanted to leave their hometown could relate. Although the personal connection between protagonist and playwright is perceptible, Puglis added, since the character is based on himself and his own personal feelings. The character's connection to his grandmother and how it paralleled real life is what compelled the director and company co-founder Tom Rokeby. Dan's grandmother, Sally Williams, was a leader in the indigenous community. Not Snoonie Moke, but adopted in and well-respected, he said. And it's a really touching memorial to the impact this woman had on her family, and on Dan. And probably a lot of other people, to be honest. The cast features Puglis, Jesse Wilson and Whitley Dunn. Wilson returns from the company's previous production, The Berlin Blues by Drew Hayden Taylor, and Dunn brings a fresh face to the Reconciliation Theater ensemble. As with last year's production, the company will showcase Nice While It Lasted to several First Nation communities on the island in a Tour of Nations, starting at the OV Arts Center in Nanaimo from June 28 to July 1. The tour continues through Kootenay at the Sid Williams Theater on July 4, Campbell River at River City Stage on July 13, Qualicum First Nation on July 4, Duncan on July 20, and conclude in Victoria at the Langham Court Theater from August 1-4. There will also be school performances in the Parksville Qualicum Beach area at Ecole Baena's Senior Secondary and Qualicum Secondary School. At the end of last month, both founders gave a short presentation at Inclusion BC's conference in Nanaimo about how the road has been so far as an Indigenous-focused theatre company. Rokeby added that many attendees asked how they could book Reconciliation Theatre to perform in their hometown, or how to get something similar started. The Nanaimo performances will start at 7:30 p.m. from June 28 to 30 and the Free Canada Day event on July 1 will start at 2 p.m. Tickets for June 28 to 30 performances only can be reserved in advance by emailing Reconciliation Theatre Society at gmail.com.